Good afternoon. You're listening to KTOO. I'm Yvonne Krumrie. Thank you for tuning in. High school and middle school students in Juneau are reportedly fighting more this semester than in years prior. That's according to data recently shared by the Juneau School District. According to the data, 11 fights have occurred through October of this semester at Juneau Douglas High School, Yira'a'kahle. That's more than double the number of fights that broke out there over the entirety of last year. The fights occurred both on and off campus. The district put together data after staff and parents raised concerns about the increase in fights at last month's school board meeting. Crystal Keaton is a special education paraeducator at JDHS and has two children there.
Almost on a weekly basis, there is gigantic brawls and fights at the high school. I was sitting in my resource room one day at the end of the day at 4 o'clock, and I heard some weird noise, and I go out in the hall, and there is a brawl outside of my classroom. 3 to 4 kids attacking one student. On a weekly basis, this is happening.
Her son, Elijah Keaton, is a student school board representative and a senior at JDHS. He also testified at the meeting about the violence he's witnessed. He says he's not sure why more fights are happening, but he thinks it might have something to do with stress. It's been a year of a lot of major changes for students in Juneau. The high schools and middle schools were consolidated this year. It was one of the changes to fix last year's budget crisis. At a school board meeting Tuesday night, Juneau Douglas principal Paula Casperson told board members that staff are taking the incidents case by case.
Our equity council has been dissecting some of the data that you're looking at. Our site council has talked about this. Our school as a whole is having conversations. One fight is one fight too many.
Casperson says each incident is different, and the district uses a progressive and restorative justice approach to disciplining students involved in fights. She says school leadership hopes to repair the issue with school-wide conversations about creating a safe and welcoming environment. The data shows that the number of fights already appears to be declining over the past 2 months. Rumors abound that Governor Mike Dunleavy may leave the governor's mansion for a post in the Trump administration. Alaska Public Media's Eric Stone reports.
Everybody's talking about it. Here's Palmer Republican State Senator Shelley Hughes.
It's no secret that there is a possibility that Governor Dunleavy may become the next Secretary of the Interior or possibly Energy Secretary under the Trump administration.
Nothing is confirmed yet, but the publication Notice, citing three anonymous sources, reported Monday that Dunleavy has spoken with the Trump transition team about a possible job as Interior Secretary. It adds to a veritable pile of rumors about his possible new position. The rumors reached a fever pitch on Tuesday night when Dunleavy teased an announcement that he would deliver to Alaskans via livestream alongside Lieutenant Governor Nancy Dahlstrom. Commenters flooded the posts. Some sent their congratulations. But then, about 90 minutes later, Dunleavy announced that there would be no live stream after all. It's unclear what Dunleavy planned to announce. His communications director said he didn't know what the governor planned to say. The Trump transition team isn't saying anything either. A spokesperson declined to confirm or deny that Dunleavy had spoken with the incoming administration about a potential job. Dunleavy is far from the only one on the shortlist for Interior Secretary, but one thing is certainly true. Trump and Dunleavy have a long history. Dunleavy endorsed Trump's re-election bid back in August 2023. He had box seats for Trump's Madison Square Garden rally last month. His administration even filed to overturn the results in 4 key states in the chaotic post-election period back in 2020. On Friday, Dunleavy shared a video of Trump extolling the job he'd done as governor and promising more work on resource development.
Thank you to everyone in Alaska, and thank you to your great governor. We're going to work together just like we have in the past. It was a very special relationship, Mike. Thank you very much. I look forward to a long and enduring future relationship.
And Dunleavy isn't exactly closing the door, or even trying very hard to make it look like the door is closed. Here's what he told the TV station Alaska's news source in his only interview since the election.
Will there be discussions on potential positions in Washington? There may be.
Dunleavy's office has declined to comment further. Alaska Oil and Gas Association President and CEO Kara Moriarty is hopeful. She said Trump's election was, quote, good news for Alaska, saying she expected the president-elect's administration to spur oil drilling. Moriarty said Dunleavy shared Trump's values on the subject.
Obviously, the governor has never been shy about believing that oil and gas is really important to Alaska's economy. And he very much supports all forms of energy.
In the Alaska's News Source interview, Dunleavy pitched a policy agenda for the state that he hoped the Trump administration would accomplish. And there are things firmly within the policy portfolio of an interior secretary, like opening opportunities for oil and gas drilling in areas that are currently off limits and opening other areas for development. In particular, Dunleavy said he hoped the Trump administration would remove Biden-era rules limiting oil and gas drilling in the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska. But Dunleavy's priorities have drawn criticism from conservation groups.
Governor Dunleavy has attempted over the last 6 years to turn Alaska's world-class public lands and wildlife into a garbage dump.
That's Cooper Freeman. He's the Alaska Director for the Center for Biological Diversity.
And as an Interior Secretary, we would bet that it would be an all-out onslaught on wild nature and biodiversity, and we would be careening towards complete climate catastrophe.
State lawmakers are split on the prospect of Dunleavy ascending to the Interior Department or another Trump administration post. Fairbanks Republican Representative Will Stapp said Dunleavy moving to the Interior Department would be a boon for the state.
I think anyone, you know, any person who's been in Alaska government would probably make a good Interior Secretary. And really because most of the issues that Alaska face are kind of federal land management issues, permitting issues.
State Senate Majority Leader Kathy Geisel, an Anchorage Republican, was less enthused about Dunleavy possibly leaving the governor's mansion for Washington, D.C.
It's disappointing to me just because I'm a lifelong Alaskan and this really is my priority, and I would hope that it would be for our highest elected office. But we'll see what happens, and it's his decision to make, of course.
Dunleavy would not be the first Alaska governor to serve as Interior Secretary. Wally Hickel departed during his first term to serve in the position under then-President Richard Nixon. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Eric Stone.
And the city of Sitka has its first agreement with the local privately owned cruise dock. When the Sitka Assembly met last night, it approved a Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, with the Sitka Dock Company. But the Assembly was split on whether the document would be effective or necessary. KCAW's Catherine Rose reports.
The agreement between the city and the cruise dock would establish Saturday as a quiet day with fewer than 1,250 passengers and establish a 7,000-passenger ceiling for other days based on a ship's lower berth capacity numbers. The Assembly first reviewed the MOU in late October, but postponed a vote to give the community more time to review the document. By signing the MOU, both the city and the cruise dock would agree to maintaining the 7,000-passenger ceiling. But the MOU focuses more heavily on what the city can do to limit cruise traffic to keep it under that threshold, like limiting ships at city-owned docks during the shoulder season. That's why Assemblymember Tor Christensen continued to push back against the MOU.
You know, I could probably go with it if we said, okay, we're going to keep the numbers, everybody below 7,000, but that's not what it says. It says the city's going to give up everything. We're going to give up all of our lightering fees. We're going to give up, and there's no restrictions. There's nothing in there that says they can't put two Supermaxes at the same time.
But Assemblymember Kevin Mosher felt like the MOU was the logical next step following the recommendations of the city's tourism task force and a commitment to what the city's policy will be.
If we don't sign this, right, or do this, it sends the entirely wrong message to the industry and to this community. It brings in uncertainty, and we don't want uncertainty. The whole point of this has been to bring certainty.
Assemblymember J.J. Carlson said she supported the policy, but not the document itself.
This is all things that we will be doing and we will be communicating to Sitka about. And there's no need to sign an agreement with a private entity to tell Sitka what our municipal infrastructure will be used for. We could, within a week, get this policy going if, you know, the group decides to direct our staff to do so, and it could be effective in the same amount of time frame for the 2026 season, but under our control.
Only two Sitkins spoke during public comment, one in favor of the document and one against. Mayor Steven Eisenbeis said they'd received a lot of emails on the MOU, many he said called for an all-or-nothing approach to cruise ships. Eisenbeis felt like the MOU was a first step to help curb the highest numbers.
I'm not going to disagree that this is a one-sided MOU. It's showing the city's intent to exercise the one lever that we have, and that's our community-owned birthing facilities and lightering facilities. We can make those adjustments to make sure that there are no more 10,000 passenger days, which I think all of us are very desirous of. On the other hand, if we do nothing, we are guaranteed 10,000 passenger days this next year. And I'm not in favor of that. That's a drastic overload.
Ultimately, though, Eisenbeiss felt the assembly should develop a docking policy to incorporate into city code. The assembly approved the MOU on a 4-3 vote with Mayor Eisenbeiss, Assemblymember Mosher, Chris Yested, and Tim Pike in favor, and Assemblymembers Christensen, Carlson, and Scott Saleen opposed. The MOU goes into effect immediately with a 5-year term. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.
And the former mayor of the Yukon River community of Pilot Station has pled guilty to felony election interference. As part of a plea agreement, 68-year-old Arthur Heckman Sr. faces 5 years of probation for one count of unlawful interference with an election. Heckman Sr. began serving as acting mayor of Pilot Station in May 2022, following the death of then-mayor Nikki Myers. But Assistant Attorney General Aaron McCarthy, who prosecuted the case, says Heckman broke state election laws in both of the municipal elections that followed.
After the October 2022 election in Pilot Station, Heckman directed that the ballots be placed in a locked filing cabinet and not counted. And then in October 2023, Heckman directed officials not to hold an election at all in Pilot Station.
Pilot Station City Clerk Ruthie Baromeo was indicted alongside Heckman Sr. in July and still faces 8 felony counts for alleged violations of state election laws for the same time period. But Baromeo is still serving as a city clerk for Pilot Station. On Thursday, she confirmed that Heckman Sr. had resigned as acting mayor and that a new mayor and new city council had been elected in the elections held on October 1st. If Heckman violates his probation, he could face up to a year in prison. Heckman Sr.'s sentencing is scheduled for March 18th. And it's 37 degrees and raining. We may get some snow tonight, according to a special weather statement from the National Weather Service. This is KTOO.